This week, we were all shocked and horrified to learn of the senseless shooting in Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, leaving 11 Jews dead, several others physically injured, and countless lives emotionally scarred. I'd like to dedicate this virtual drusha to their memories. In just a few days, we'll read of another tragic loss, the death of Sara Imenu. Many of us are familiar with the medrash we learned as kids, that the Satan told Sara what Avram was doing, sacrificing their one and only son Yitzchak, and implying that he had killed him. Sara couldn't handle the thought and died of shock. When Avram returns and hears how Sara died, he could have regretted everything he accomplished with Akeis Yitzchak, which some commentators explain made this the final of Avram's 10 tests. But be that as it may, he overcomes the challenge, buys the burial land from Ephron, buries Sara, eulogizes her, and cries for her. And then the very next thing we're told is, V'Avraham Zakein Ba Bayamim V'Hashem Beirach Es Avraham Bakol. Avram was old and Hashem blessed Avraham with everything. Why is this juxtaposed with the previous story of Sarah's death and Avram burying her? And why does it come right before Avram sends his faithful servant Eliezer on a mission to find a wife for Yitzchak? Keeping this question in mind, we'll come back to it in the end. Earlier during the negotiations with Ephron, we see a back and forth always centered around the cave, which was Maarat HaMachpelah, and the field within which it was located. However, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, after the transaction is completed, we find an additional hint to an unmentioned item which enters Avram's possession. Pay attention. Vayakam Sde Ephron Asher B'Machpelah Asher Lifnei Mamre Hasadeh V'Hamara Asher Bo V'Chol Ha'etz Asher B'Hasadeh Asher B'Chol Gvulo Saviv. And the field or land of Ephron in Machpelah, which was near Mamre, the field and the cave, and all the trees which were within the confines of the field, went into Avram's possession. Did you notice something new there? That's right, the trees. Why the sudden appearance and mention of the trees now? Many commentators here focus on the halachic and legal implications, necessitating the mention of the trees at the sale's conclusion. Just one example, Reb Zerachia ben Shlomo HaRofe writes in a sefer Midrash HaChefetz that if the trees weren't explicitly mentioned in the final transaction, then the seller might be able to later claim they weren't included and he was only selling the field. However, the Sfas Emes offers a different, non-halachic answer. I remember seeing this 9 years ago, but when I went back to find it this week, I wasn't able to locate it inside. If you find it, I'd love to see it inside. But this is what I remember from the Sfas Emes. You know why during the entire negotiation the trees are not mentioned? The Sfas Emes says, Ephron didn't recognize their value. The trees were there, but they were just scenery, background details to the main property of the field and the cave. That's why he didn't mention them. But Avraham, on the other hand, recognized their potential, recognized what a tree represents. A tree could be a source of food, bearing fruits, or providing firewood to cook with and keep warm. A tree could be a source of mitzvah. As the Sefer Shari Aaron, Rav Aaron Yeshaya Ruder writes, it was Erev Sukkos when Avram buried Sarah. According to Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, Akedas Yitzchak took place on Yom Kippur, and it was a 3-day journey from Yerushalayim to Be'er Sheva, and then to Hebron, leaving us at Erev Sukkos. So it was important to Avraham that the wood, these trees, be included so he could build a sukkah from it. He saw its potential for mitzvah. A tree also represents life. It grows. It has a trunk for a body. It branches as arms, and the fruits are actions. But even more than that, it represents human life. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, which the commentator Rav Yosef Bechor Shor explains, means that a tree is like a human. Finally, and perhaps most poignantly, since the Pittsburgh Shul's name was Eitz Chaim, the tree of life, a tree represents the Torah. As it says in Mishle referring to the Torah, and which we recite before putting the Torah away in Shul, Eitz Chaim hi l'machazikim ba, V'somcheha me'ushar. It's a tree of life to all those who grasp it, and whoever holds it is happy. Avram saw the potential in those trees, the trees of life, and therefore made sure that they were included in the sale. This past Shabbos in Pittsburgh, the Jews in Tree of Life Synagogue were celebrating all those things that the tree represents. They were celebrating Torah, gathering to worship God on Shabbos. They were celebrating human life and mitzvah, joined together for a bris milah. They were engaged in providing food, as the special needs brothers David and Cecil Rosenthal were in the kitchen preparing food, presumably for Kiddush. These brothers regularly volunteered at the shul, never missed Shabbos morning services. Former president of the shul, Barton Schachter, said about them, "When it came time to take the Torahs out, Cecil always stepped forward to carry it, and David was right behind him." The rabbis knew, you've got to give them a Torah to carry. They were literally machazikim ba, holding the Torah and recognizing its greatness. So how do we go on from here, moving forward from such a devastating attack, which has shaken many Jews and Jewish communities, shuls, schools, to the core? Perhaps an answer to our original question can be instructive in this. Why was the Torah telling us of Avram being blessed with everything on the heels of Sarah's death? To teach us that when a tragedy occurs, and Sarah's death was tragic, as we described earlier, dying at the hands of the Satan, according to the Medrash, our reaction should be to take stock and be aware and realize and appreciate the blessing that we have in our lives. Mourning and crying are necessary, and we find Avram did that. Lispod l'sarah v'liv kosah. But rather than perpetually being consumed by the tragedy, we need to use it to grow and be thankful for what we still have. Look for ways to ensure our legacy and that the Jewish legacy continues on, much like Avram was doing finding Yitzchak a shidduch. Some are using this as an opportunity to encourage everyone to go to shul, and as the slogan is going out, show up for Shabbat, to show solidarity, and that we won't cower in fear or kowtow to the anti-Semitism. Others around the United States have held solidarity rallies, uniting the spectrum of Jewish community. Whatever it is, we too must take this perspective of recognizing the potential, even in trying times, not losing sight of the forest for the trees. In doing so, and being aware of all the blessing we still have in our lives, we hope that Hashem Chadesh Yameinu Kekedem will renew and reinvigorate our days to ones of glory and greatness for the Jewish people and for all of mankind.